Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are board member of Las Cruces Coalition for Reproductive Justice, Cassandra Calway, and member of the group Indivisible Las Cruces, Vianne Beadle, sponsors for Women's Equality Day on August the 26th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. This is the 97th year the 19th Amendment was enacted, which is to give women the right to vote. Cassandra, give me a little history about that.
The suffragists fought for the right for women to vote, and the vote was given to us. This will be the 97th year, but it wasn't actually active until August 26th, so that's why we're celebrating August 26th.
And is this the first time it's celebrated in Las Cruces?
I believe it is. I know that it has been celebrated up in Albuquerque several times, but I think this is the first time here.
And Vianne, what is the group that you belong to, Indivisible Las Cruces? What does it do?
Indivisible Las Cruces is part of a large organization that was a call to action by people who had worked in the government, worked for congressmen and senators, who had seen how the Tea Party had managed to kind of control the agenda for the Republican Party. And they wanted to respond to President Trump's election, and so they are organized on similar principles. Basically, you can set up an indivisible group anywhere you want. There are several in the state of New Mexico. We're part of a larger coalition in southern New Mexico. And we started out by first trying to contact our Congressman Steve Pierce, because he is supporting the Trump agenda. Now, we have also gone to our senators' offices locally, first to thank them for what they are doing, secondly, to provide feedback. We forced Congressman Pierce into having a town hall. He resisted having one in Las Cruces, so we all went up to Ruidoso and confronted him there, and so he finally came down here to talk to us.
How many people are in your group?
We have approximately a mailing list of about 220 people. We meet a couple of times a month. They can be anywhere from 30 to 50, kind of depends upon what the agenda for the time is.
And Cassandra, tell me about Las Cruces Coalition for Reproductive Justice.
The Las Cruces Coalition for Reproductive Justice is a group of members that try to promote reproductive justice ideas. We helped put together the Women's March in January. We're working on this, and we're a new group, so we don't have a large membership, so we're hoping to grow and basically kind of like work with reproductive justice ideas, especially for like immigrant women, and with the possibility of Medicaid being stripped, making sure that women can get birth control and services that they need.
And so your two groups will be sponsors, but are there other organizations, local organizations, which will be helping celebrate Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August the 26th?
Okay. SWEC, the Southwest Environmental Center, the Southern Progressives, Progress Now New Mexico, and Planned Parenthood, PFLAG will be there, and then we are still reaching out to other groups for sponsorships.
Also, I think that the League of Women Voters are going to be there as well, and we're going to have groups that are actually there as voter registrars.
Why are you having this event?
This is a good follow-up to the Women's March that we had back in January. We were astounded by how successful that was with very little planning, and now we want to stress issues with regard to getting women more active in politics. That was kind of letting women kind of vent. Now we are really trying to encourage women both to, first of all, get registered, second, to actually vote once they're registered, and third, to run for office, because we think women make great elected officials.
Cassandra.
I would like to keep women engaged. That's my purpose. We had such a large crowd for the Women's March. Now what are we going to do? You know, if we don't like the way things are going, we have to keep engaged. There's elections in 2018, and in 2020, it will be our 100th anniversary of getting the right to vote. So we need to stay engaged and be involved.
And how long have you been involved with your group?
The Last Christmas Coalition for Reproductive Justice, about a year.
And let's talk about the event now. One of your keynote speakers, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, New Mexico Secretary of State. Tell me about that.
We wanted Maggie to come because it's important that she stresses that women are, you know, more than half of the constituency, but don't vote a lot of the times. And when we vote, sometimes we don't always vote in our own self-interest. And just to make sure that women understand that there's power in the vote and elections have consequences, and we can make, you know, that happen.
Maggie is also a strong supporter of making sure everybody who is registered to vote votes. We have had some attempts at voter suppression. We had issues over in Chaparral a couple of years ago. So we know that Maggie is going to protect our right to vote.
Tell me about voter suppression.
Voter suppression is doing whatever you can to try to discourage people from voting. In the state of New Mexico, you can go in and vote. You may have to vote by a petition if you're not on the voter rolls. But in the past, they have tried to, they've cut down the size of the number of judges in the polling place, thereby driving people away. You see the long lines. They have had limited places where you can vote. Fortunately, in our county, we have our voter convenience centers, and we have made it very easy to vote here.
Who has been suppressed here in New Mexico?
I would say largely they challenge Hispanic voters and people who are speaking Spanish. This is a bilingual state. You are allowed to get a ballot in your own language. You are allowed to address the clerks in your own language. And in fact, I have been actually in voter protection at polling places where they had nobody there who spoke Spanish.
I think that also when we talk about voter suppression, we want to talk about the history of women getting the right to vote. Because even though women got the right to vote, it was mostly white women who got the right to vote. And the indigenous women and Hispanic women and African American women didn't really have the right to vote. And I think that sometimes that history is glossed over a little bit. We want to make sure that we don't gloss that over anymore. We want to talk about that.
So what will be happening at the event?
Well, we're going to have a number of speakers. We've already mentioned Maggie Toulouse Oliver. But we also want this to be a lot of fun. We want families to come to this. We want to have their kids coming there. So we're getting vendors and to supply things for the kids. We're going to have a couple of musical groups. And the Indivisible Las Cruces people, we really believe in a little political theater. So we have got, we're going to have people doing historical vignettes that are going to be interspersed between the speakers. We're going to have a procession in the style of the suffragettes. This is not a march. This is a procession. And so we're hoping to have entertainment. We're going to have several musical groups there. So we want this to be kind of a great night out.
So this is going to be held at the Plaza de Las Cruces, downtown Las Cruces, the new plaza, from 6 to 10 p.m. So the procession will start at 6 o'clock?
I don't think so.
No, we're going to have a couple speakers so that everybody can get down to the plaza and get gathered, and we'll have the procession after Maggie gives her talk.
So you'll have food truck vendors and some choirs singing as well?
We have Singing Out Las Cruces coming, and we also have a nationally known group that's called Emma's Revolution, and they're going to be there as well performing. So we've got a lot of music, and we would like people to come down and support vendors because we've just asked women, artists, and people who sell things, maybe that's their second income or their only income, to come down and set up their tables, and we're trying to support, you know, women all the way around that day.
And this is free to all the participants, correct? correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, it's free.
We're going to be supplying bottled water and ice to them. And, of course, they'll have to pay for the food trucks, but it is absolutely free.
So what is it that you'd like people to come away with after attending?
I want them to feel energized to participate in politics. That is what I would really like to encourage them to do. Women have different issues than a lot of men when it comes to politics. They're concerned about gender equity and pay. The fact that we have more women in college now than we have men. We have more women graduates, but they're still getting 70 cents to the dollar for the men. We want them to be active. We want them to support other women who are running for office. And so I just want to give them a sense that they can make a difference for themselves.
Yeah, I feel a similar way. I would like them to walk away thinking that it's important to register, it's important to vote, and then it's just when you're registered, you need to actually go do it. It doesn't help to just be on the rolls. You have to actually put in the time to go vote and to think about the issues that, you know, that are unique to us. And we need to pay more attention because things happen around us because a lot of decisions are made by men. And we need to be trying to keep that from happening.
And women have only had the right to vote for 97 years.
Yes. That
only 97 years, and we're still fighting the battle.
Yeah. And that's part of one of our original thoughts was, oh, well, you know, we've had the vote for 97 years, so what? You know, things haven't really changed that much. So in 97 years, you would have thought we'd be a little bit farther along.
There have been improvements in the number of elected women, but we are still a very small percentage of elected officials in this country.
And this event is not just for women, as you mentioned. It's for all families.
Yes, it is. We encourage everybody to come. We would like to see families come, and we'll have things for everybody to do, and it'll be a fun night. So it's not just for women.
We also have organizations there that are going to be handing out information about things like health and the schools. And, you know, education is an important consideration, especially for women.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming down to talk about this very important amendment, the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. And Women's Equality Day will be celebrated on Saturday, August the 26th at the Plaza de las Cruces from 6 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me, Cassandra Calway and Vianne Beadle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.